As StoryCorps crisscrosses the country, people have been talking about events that shaped their lives. Today, a young man reflects on one of those moments a year after it happened. This is a story about Jae Son Kim. He owned a grocery store in Atlanta. A year ago, while working at the store, he was shot in the back during a robbery and died. Kim's nephew, Ronan Su, recently talked about his uncle's death with his girlfriend, Ada Chan.
Ronan, can you tell me about Jae Son Kim?
Jae Son Kim was my uncle. He was murdered on June 6th of 2005. He was old enough to have been alive during the Korean War, and my mother, who is his older sister, actually carried him in her arms while they ran for safety behind South Korean lines. He wanted to be an artist of some kind, but I think ultimately the demands of life caused him to have to run a grocery store. And unfortunately, that's where he met his end.
Tell me about the day you found out.
I was actually not even in the country. I was traveling abroad, and there was one email from my brother that said, "Uncle was shot and he passed away." And that's how I found out.
How did his death change the interactions between your family members?
I guess if you were a fly on the wall, you would have seen a lot of grief, a lot of anger. But I think we've turned that around in some of our efforts to try to find justice for him. We raised a reward for the information, and we printed out tens of thousands of flyers and distributed them. I still can't get the picture of my 68-year-old mother risking four lanes of traffic with flyers in her hand, jamming them inside of car windows as they would pass by, nearly getting run over almost every time, and saying to people, "He was my brother." I think the only thing that has come out of this that was at all positive is that miles and miles away from the store, we would run into people who said that they knew him and would tell a story and know of his character and how great of a person he was. Somebody who just ran a small business, who just tried to help the community. And only in his absence does it become revealed what an integral part he was. So maybe in a way, doing all the things that we did has given a sort of dignity to his death that was greater than just dying on the floor of a store.
Ronan Su with Ada Chan at StoryCorps. The murder of Uncle Jae Son Kim remains unsolved. StoryCorps conversations are archived in the Library of Congress. To learn more about the project, visit npr.org.